Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Text your rates on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Hey, Tara, I apologize if you already addressed this. I'm just now tuning in. Do you think it's possible that Musk and Trump are in a way playing a game with the Democrats in the media, sort of playing reverse psychological trick on them? I don't know. Elon Musk doubled down yesterday on his criticism of the big, beautiful bill. I don't know who intended what for whom, but I will tell you this. Musk has really notched some wins in the last week that we can all get behind. Here's what's interesting. Representative Tim Burchett laid this out. A week ago, I was wheeling on GOP leadership because they were refusing to bring the DOGE cuts forward and the rescission bills that'll actually do the cuts. And they were saying, not until after the big, beautiful bill passes, and, you know, and maybe not after that. Well, they trended again and again and again on X. They were absolutely torn apart after Elon Musk's CBS News interview a week ago, which he, you know, expressed he was just very frustrated with Congress not wanting to do the DOGE cuts, because they don't want to do the DOGE cuts. He forced Mike Johnson, our speaker, to respond during his vacation. Some believe me, he did not want to do. And Trump dropped the bill on Monday. Something he wouldn't have been able to do had Musk not marshaled that. Tim Burchett, Representative Tim Burchett, one of my favorites up there, just announced the good news. They just had the rules changes that will begin to allow the DOGE cut bills to come. It's not just DOGE cuts, not just stuff DOGE found. It's also other stuff that really we just need to begin to cut. Here you go.
Two bills. Previous question. It just allow a bill to get forward and a rule which moves, allows us to vote on several of the DOGE bills. So we're moving in that direction. Finally, folks, I guess we kind of put the fire to some people's feet.
We finally put the fire to some people's feet. No, that was Elon raising these questions. Good for him. Good for him. And look, folks, I don't actually think Elon Musk saying anything is going to be a roadblock to anything. I think the real problem that we're that they're going to have getting this big, beautiful bill through is John Thune right now and Salt. As boring as that is. So you got all these Republicans from these blue states like California, New Jersey, New York, who are in Congress, right? They want assault. They want the top level SALT deduction. In other words, Democrats in their state have really high taxes and they want their taxpayers to be able to write it off to escape the pain. Look, if you're a Republican and you choose to live in a blue post-American, post-constitutional territory, that's on you, bud. You got to pay the taxes. You don't get a break. And then they just turn around and use the write-offs to raise more taxes. Well, the SALT deduction is what this thing got hung up over. We had Republican Congress members in the House wanting to let their constituents out of it. No, move to Florida. Migrate. It's what your ancestors did to get away from tyranny. You need to do it too. Let him collapse. And so John Thune, head of the Senate yesterday, said, look, we don't care about SALT. We don't have senators from New York. We don't have senators from New Jersey. We don't have senators from California. We don't care. We're not letting those people off the hook. Not our problem. Here's the thing. Here's the great irony of this. You know how much the SALT provision adds to the deficit? $350 billion. In other words, if they got rid of that, if they just got rid of that part, this thing would actually satisfy Rand Paul, probably Thomas Massie, definitely Chip Roy. It would probably come in as a slight deficit reduction if we could get rid of that. And it would do what Elon Musk wants too. So there's actually a pretty easy way forward to fix this if we can flip a couple of votes because, folks, they were down, what, 2 votes in the House? 3, depending on how you count it. And a lot of that was just over SALT. Their constituents can't afford to live in these post-American blue territories with the high taxes, and they just want a write-off. And guess who pays for that? Guess who subsidizes that? That's you and me. Why? Because then they got to print the money to cover the write-off. They got to borrow. It's $350 billion. This solves all our problems. This would make everybody happy. We got to get a handful of Republicans to just drop it. And that's real. I mean, honestly, that's the biggest thing right now, because that's what it came down to in the House. And Mike Johnson was able to get it passed with one vote. So when you look at and folks, yeah, the Congressional Budget Office, everybody's picking on them. Oh, they're lying. They're Democrats. Yeah. But the Tax Foundation, they're not Democrats. They're Republicans. They're conservatives. And they're saying the same thing. This is bigger deficit spending than Biden did. It's true. Raises the deficit. It's true. And look, I'm not going to wail on Elon Musk for saying true things. We say true things that are hard all the time on this show. I'm not going to wail on him. He did nothing wrong. He's trying to save the country. And here's the other problem with this, folks. Because I'm going to be honest with you. This is what Jamie Dimon was saying. It's what Ray Dalio is saying. It's what Elon Musk has warned us about on and on and on and on and on and on. The bond market has wobbled twice in the last 2 months. Let me tell you why. Everybody thought, yeah, the Democrats are out of control, but the Republicans will come in and save us. That's what everybody thought. That has backstopped our bonds. Led people to say, well, it'll be fine. The Republicans will, you know, they'll reinstill sanity. I'm going to keep the bonds in my portfolio. I'm going to keep them as part of my retirement investment mix. It scared people when the Republicans are like, hold my beer. We'll go bigger than Biden. Musk is not wrong. Let me tell you what, okay? And we're going to work this out, all right? This thing's going to pass. Everything's going to be fine. Don't be stressed about it. Don't be angry at people. We need to have this conversation. And if Musk had not notched these wins in the last week, he's forcing Mike DeKnife and John Thune to begin doing the rule changes that are going to lead to 12 of these bills. Have you noticed something? Hold on with the music, Tim, because this is very important. Have you noticed something? Trump's doing something really smart here. We know it's in the first, but it's only $9.4 billion. That's okay. That's a start. That's a litmus test. It cuts NPR, it cuts PBS, and it ties it. This is brilliant. It also does the U.S. aid cuts, which people like Lindsey Graham, who are sleazy CIA whores, don't want cut. So it makes you do this. You got fun NPR and PBS, bud. You're going to get a primary challenger. Now go ahead and make the U.S. aid cuts. Got that agency for us. It's tough. It's mean. It's why Republican leadership doesn't want it. Elon Musk single-handedly got it into Congress this week. You can thank him for that. And behind that, this is the brilliant thing, are 11 other bills, according to Russ Vogt, OMB director. What's in them? What are we going to cut? He won't say. Good. Keep that close to the pocket. We're going to get to, I don't know, $250, $300 billion? Or we're going to make Republicans go on the record, finally, individually. Do you want to cut or not? You ran on it. Good. Good. And that'll stabilize the bond markets if we can get them passed. But folks, I'm warning you, and Musk is not wrong on this. We pass this monstrosity in its current form. There is a chance, not predicting it, given what the bond market's done the last 2 months, there is a chance we get a debt crisis. What is a debt crisis? Everybody keeps using that word. I wish somebody would explain. It's very simple. People go, oh my gosh, I was counting on the Republicans to have some sanity. Instead, they are increasing the budget deficit. I can't do this anymore. I'm going to dump my bonds. So at the same time, we're selling a ton of bonds to fund this, you know, the ridiculous size of this bill, which does bust the deficit, and it is higher than Biden spending all of it, by the way. They start dumping their bonds because it scares them that the government's selling more bonds. That's a crisis. And this bill, don't kid yourself, could do that. No one wants to have that conversation. We need to have it. But there's an easy way around it. We have got to drop the SALT deduction. It saves $350 billion. That, you know what? Then we're under the deficit. We can lower it a little bit. Okay? Make the stupid idiots at the CBO. They're not going to be able to deny it. That'll fix it. And hopefully calm the bond markets. And we're okay. If that doesn't do it, if the bond markets can just see, even though it's only $9 billion, I know it's a drop in the bucket, but if they can see Republicans are willing to, they're willing to cut that. And then there's another 11 of these bills behind it, much bigger ones. We won't say what yet. And that's smart. That's really smart. The bond markets go, oh, and they'll get what I get. Trump intends to cut all this. We're going to wipe out another $250 billion. You know, we're going to wipe out another $250 billion. Oh, they got rid of SALT. Where are we at now? We're at half a trillion cut, quarter deficit. You got to give the bond markets a hint that's where you're going. Musk got us a shot at that this week by getting the two Doge bills passed, the rules bills, which basically allow us to bring the bills forward, and getting it on the agenda when Mike the Knife and John Thune were blocking it. So you know what? Don't get mad at Elon Musk. Thank him. We are the party that is not afraid of the truth. We are not afraid of the truth. We're not going to call people stupid and crazy. We're going to get it together and we're going to pass it. And it's okay. It's going to be okay. And I just personally, I want to thank Elon Musk. Much the way I thanked Ralph Norman for his courage. We need patriots like that. Even when it's not fun in the moment, we're going to get through this. And what he's doing may actually backstop that big, you know, BBB bill and prevent a bond market wobble. That, folks, this could be really good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Democrats are outraged about Trump's latest travel ban, even though every one of the countries that the 12, including 7 with a total ban, those are Islamic countries whose governments are engaged in terror. They are indistinguishable from terror organizations. They support terror, making vetting them impossible. Do Democrats care? Heck no, they don't. Never forget the Democrats' governing philosophy as laid out by Senator Chris Murphy on MSNBC last year when Joe Biden was still the president. To Democrats, illegal immigrants, even the terrorists, are the most important people there are.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when.
There you go. You don't need anything else. We're done here. We're done. It's who they are, and they're having to own it thanks to Elon Musk and X. Because they can't hide it. And every day, the landmines of the horrible things they do blow up in their face again and again and again, like that Egyptian terrorist. But that, says Trump deportation czar Tom Homan, is only the beginning, because he says another 9/11 is coming. Listen to why.
It's coming. I mean, why did 2 million illegal aliens pay more to get away? They could have paid half of what they paid, cross the border, turn yourself into a border patrol agent, get released that same day, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get a free hotel room, get 3 meals a day, plus free medical care and work authorization. 2 million people paid more to get away. They didn't want to be vetted. They didn't want to be fingerprinted. Why? This scares the hell out of me. I've been doing this for 40 years. It should have scared the hell out of every American what the Biden administration did. This 2 million known gotaways scares the hell out of me. So I'm convinced something's coming unless we can find them.
Okay, we have sensors in the ground. So we actually literally physically know to the person how many gotaways there were. What he's saying there is normally the cartels just take you to the Border Patrol, who were turned into the welcome wagon by Joe Biden, and they turn you over to that. If you want to be snuck in, that costs twice as much. Why would you pay twice as much? Who in the heck are you? It's kind of terrifying when you think about it that way. And he says another 9/11 is coming. It's going to be any day now.
They created the biggest national security vulnerability this country's ever seen. Not only did 2 million known gotaways, 2 million people cross the border. We don't know who they are, where they came from. We don't know where they are now. On top of that, even through the legal process, the Biden administration were bringing people unvetted, handing out work visas like they're candy while they sat here and planned something bad. We are going to be dealing with this for the next 10 years because of the chaos they created in 4 years. We're out there kicking butt. We're arresting a lot of criminal aliens. We're out there looking for the bad guy. And when we're out there doing that, we got protesters assaulting ICE officers. We got members of Congress all over the country going to ICE facilities, raising hell, saying this is their oversight responsibility. Where was their oversight responsibility when 10.5 million illegal aliens came across the border? Where is the oversight responsibility on releasing over 8 million illegal aliens in this country? Where was the oversight responsibility then? This is attack on ICE. This is attack on the Trump administration. We're trying to fix the damage done by Biden.
By the way, if you get a chance, go see what the mainstream media will not show their own sheeple on their news. Go look up the video of the Minnesota attack. It's actually an FBI SWAT crew, and they are executing a warrant in what was a drug raid, involved the cartels, but it was not an immigration raid. And the rumor got out in Minnesota that it was an ICE raid. Go look at the violence. The crowd, the FBI SWAT guys were barely able to escape the crowd. It's only getting worse. You got to see the hand-to-hand combat. They were barely able to hold them off from the violence. Their faces covered, acting like street thugs. Democrats have these people spun out. But I'm going to get into that coming up. Tom Homan, folks, listen to this. And you'll see how clever this whole thing was, how they were able to get so many terrorists, so many people who hate us into this country. Here's Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, on that yesterday.
You know why the Biden administration released millions of people in the United States? No one ever talks about it. I'll talk about it. Why did they release people into the interior of the United States and rather than put them into an ICE bed? Why not put them in an empty ICE bed at $127 a night rather than in a hotel room at $500 a night? They did it on purpose. Because when you put them in an ICE detention bed, they get a hearing in 35 days. Court records show 9 out of 10 people claim asylum, get order removal, they're gone. But if you release them and put them in a hotel room at $500 a night, their hearings could be 5, 7, 9 years if you pull out all appeals. And what are they hoping for then? That another Democrat administration is in power.
Yep.
They can warrant amnesty to millions.
Mm-hmm.
This is about selling this country off for future political power. That's what it was. The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
Now think about that. All these Democrats out there saying, ICE is bad, they're the Gestapo. You have the Democrat minority leader 2 days ago saying this is like Soviet Russia. They're terrifying. Let me play that again. What does the law say? It doesn't say you're a bad guy if you pick up an illegal immigrant because you work for ICE. What does it say?
The law clearly says if you arrive at our border without proper documentation, you shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, shall. And that's what President Trump's doing. Catch and release is over. That's what the law says, and that's what we've done.
And yet the Democrats urging their sheeple to violently attack ICE agents because they're the Gestapo. All they are doing is finally implementing the law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.